Listener Production.
Massive cocaine haul bound for Australia. Good afternoon, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. A New Zealand Navy vessel has found 3.2 tonnes of cocaine drifting in the Pacific Ocean. Kiwi Police Commissioner Andrew Costa says that record amount is worth $500 million.
We believe there was enough cocaine to service the Australian market for about 1 year, and this would be more than New Zealand would use in 30 years.
Australia is rallying around earthquake victims, setting up state collection points for items to be donated to disaster zones in Turkey and Syria. DFAT has confirmed a small number of Aussies were in the region at the time of the twin quakes on Monday. The death toll from the tragedy is nearing 8,000 as the search for survivors ramps up. Some households could start defaulting on their mortgage as banks pass on the latest interest rate hike. The RBA has flagged more aggressive rises are to come, sparking fears of a recession later this year. Well, the Prime Minister and Treasurer have refused to back calls for the RBA Governor, Philip Lowe, to be sacked. US President Joe Biden is delivering his second State of Union address in a bid to seek a second term, and a fifth COVID shot will be available for all adults within a fortnight. Aussie selectors are tipped to debut Todd Murphy during the first test against India beginning tomorrow. The squad will hold a final practice session today, while concerns have been raised over Indian officials pitch tampering, with groundsmen spotted leaving sections off the wicket bone dry. It comes as the hosts consider fielding four spinners, something batter KL Rahul is unapologetic about.
There will be a temptation to play three spinners because we're playing in India. There's no surprise the pitches are going to spin.